Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
David's drinking really started to separate him from the rest of the band, because unfortunately it was a little bit hard to swallow watching somebody throwing away his career and potentially yours too. And it was unanimously decided that he was going to be removed from the band. He was going to be replaced. That was in just before summer of 76.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, Uriah Heep, episode 10, about their 10th album, Firefly, from 1977. They've got a new bass player, Trevor Boulder, who was David Bowie's bass player, was one of the Spiders from Mars. And also, they've got a new singer, John Lawton, from Lucifer's Friend. Apparently, they had auditioned David Coverdale, so this is him in between Deep Purple and Whitesnake, Ian Hunter, and Gary Holton from the Heavy Metal Kids. So any of those would have been a very interesting choice, but they went with John Lawton, who is also good. Lucifer's Friend had some great material, their first album especially, and in the same vein as Uriah Heep as well. And Lucifer's Friend was also a band that explored a lot of different styles, which, as we have discovered, Uriah Heep liked to do. It's interesting that when they did get John Lawton in the band, who also kind of is in that Ronnie James Dio vein, they completely turned away from the fantasy-oriented lyrics and like the big arrangements and back towards like a more straightforward kind of hard rock sound. A quote from guitar player Mick Box about John Lawton, their new singer, quote, "Image-wise, he wasn't quite what we were looking for, but his pipes were perfect, and so we went for the music end of it." Ken Hensley agreed, quote, "He had a voice that I thought would give a new dimension." Once again, this album has a pretty bad cover. it's almost laughable, but it does kind of harken back to the Demons and Wizards fantasy cover elements, and then the music doesn't really fall in line with that. So this album came out in February of 77, Firefly by Uriah Heep. Let's check it out. The album begins with a song called The Hanging Tree, a weird keyboard-heavy sound. It gallops along, has a big chorus, harmony, guitar solo, final verdict, it's all right.
Bye.
Second song in the album, Been Away Too Long, a moody ballad, rather bombastic. It's okay, 5 minutes long. Might be too long, but not way too long, which, you know, they've been wont to do. Third song on the album, Who Needs Me, solely written by drummer Lee Kerslake. A decent boogie rock song, and I actually like the chorus. So, you know, already, you know, this is probably better than the last two records, which pretty much sucked. Side one ends with a song called Wise Man, another ballad, nothing special, but John Lawton is a great singer, so that helps.
I sat before the wise man in the autumn of my youth, and I told him all the things I had to know. He said, you have the future if you need to find the truth. And in his eyes I saw that it was so. So I came right out and asked him the meaning of life. And as he smiled I saw a twinkle. He said, with all his years, there's still so much he has to learn. And once again, I saw that it was so.
Hey, Pam. Pantheon listeners. Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Let's flip the record over. Side 2 kicks off with a song called Do You Know? A charging rocker with a nice chorus. So it's not bad, but it's not great, but it has that classic Uriah Heep feel. So this one gets a thumbs up. Unfortunately, the next song, Rollin' On, which is 6 minutes and 21 seconds long, is long and boring. After that, we get a song called Sympathy. Has a cool, understated beginning. Then it kicks in, it's a straight-ahead rocker, great harmony vocals, a cool enough song, but not much in terms of a chorus. Cool harmony guitars.
And if you're looking for a shoulder to cry on, don't turn your head my way, 'cause I'd rather have my music any day.
And the album ends with the title track, 6 minutes and 21 seconds, called Firefly, of course. 3 minutes of an organ ballad, a big middle section that fades into another understated part. It's a, you know, an attempt at an epic. It's an okay song. So overall, this is definitely a better album than the previous few albums. Best song on the album, I would say, is Who Needs Me? Interesting, a boogie rock song written by the drummer. And the worst song is Rollin' On, 6 minutes of boringness. Alright, so Firefly, at least we get some good songs, which we haven't heard really much of in the last few episodes. Join me tomorrow when we will talk about the band's next album, Innocent Victim.
Touch. stepping lightly from star to star, across a wilderness of blue, wondering how much in love with me you are, 'cause I'm so much in love with you.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.